Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry, here to share some love and laughter, relaxation with you, some perspective, because it's all perspective and it's all your attitude. And that's what I like to talk about and try to cheer you up and encourage you and uplift you and hug you through the radio and have gratitude for you, thankful that you are listening, thankful that you have found BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, a great place to be inspired and learn about life and different perspectives. And as I said, it's all about perspective. So thank you so much for listening, whether you're listening live or you are listening at your leisure. Listen at your leisure, I like that. On your phone, your iPad, in the bathroom, anywhere you want to be, in your car. That is just the great benefits of internet radio these days. And if you'd like to join in, if you're listening live, I love to connect with people. That's why I do the show. Here's the number, 646-378-0378. Something on your mind, something you want to talk about, something you want to share, something you want to healthily debate with me, because this is my perspective, and I've been through a lot, and I think that I've been through a lot for a reason, so I have this perspective, and I think I've worked in radio for many years, so I can speak well and make this connection with you, and hopefully it'll change your life or open your awareness a little bit. And because don't you want to live a happy, well-balanced life? I do. That is why we are here. Whatever you believe in or whomever you believe in, you are made, you are a miracle, and you are made to succeed, and you are made to be happy. You are not made to be miserable. So I want to live in that happy space, and I want to share that with you. And some people say, well, you know, it's hard to be happy when the basement's flooded. Well, you know, stuff does happen, and I know that. My childhood, I was with a group, and they were talking about the unconditional love they received as a child, and I thought, I don't know if I can say that, but that's okay. My parents did the best job. It's not really okay, but I'm okay with it. Let's put it that way. They did the best job that they could based on where they were coming from. It does me no good to harbor any anger or angst towards that. I just want to look up and move forward. And I want to share what I've learned with you so you can look up and move forward. Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want to relax and feel joy and look for goodness? Why would you want to be any other way? And, you know, I'm not a psychologist, so if you have a serious issue, please get serious help. I'm just here to share what I've been through and my unlimited, unconditional love that I have for you and everyone. And I try to look for the best in everyone in every situation. And I know it's not easy. I'm human. I get in those situations. And if you're with crabby people, sometimes you end up feeling crabby. But I try to move past it as quickly as I can. So I have learned that that's all up to me. That's all up to you. You can decide. You choose what to see. And you choose how to feel. And you choose what to think. And you choose what to say. So you are whoever you want to be. Now, I know we are genetically predisposed to certain things. You know, if you want, everyone who has curly hair wants straight hair, and at least women, and every woman who has straight hair wants curly hair. But, you know, genetically, your hair is what you're given. And, yeah, you can do a few things to it. It costs you some money. But, and your hair isn't who you are. Your heart is who you are. And what's in your mind is who you are. And how you look at life is who you are. And life, to me, is not about me. Life is what can I do for you? And that's why I do this show, Today's Inspiration. And I am so grateful that you are taking the time to listen to it. And hopefully I can make a difference in your life and feel like I am answering my calling on this planet. And that is to uplift people and entertain people and inform people and inspire you and distract you and let you know it's all going to be okay. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but it is. And it can be, and it's your choice. And that's what I'm here to talk about today. So again, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to call in live, 646-378-0378. Or if you ever want to email me, I love to connect on any level, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I've heard from people all over the world, and it's great to know people are listening in other countries. I'm coming to you from Southeast Michigan, where it's been a long, cold winter. But there were two beautiful cardinals in my tree this morning, and I love to take pictures, so I got a couple of pictures of them. And the birds are chirping, and they're saying, hey, we're spring, and we're all hoping, because what else do we have but hope? We're all hoping for, you know, warmer weather. We're all hoping to be happy, and you can be happy. You just have to make up your mind to be happy. So anyway, I want to help people live a better life, and I believe that comes through self-awareness. It comes through present moment mindfulness. It comes with emotional balance. And, you know, life is tough. As I said, not a lot of love growing up, a lot of drama and trauma, and I'm done with that. I'm in charge of my life now, more or less, and, you know, things do happen. So I just want emotional balance. I want to be happy, and I want you to be happy, and I want to share this immense love that I feel inside that I'm so in touch with, because maybe, and I was thinking about this, maybe I didn't feel so much love growing up. So I have it all now, and I want to share it with you. Everyone should feel love. Everyone should have that sense that they make a difference, that they mean something. Everyone wants to be valued. And I want you to know that I value you. I don't even know you, but you're here. I'm here. We're all here for a reason. And I'm not in competition with you. I am here to love you and value you and do the best that I can as a human being walking this planet Earth. So emotional balance is so important. And I focus on your perspective and attitude. Attitude is everything. And, you know, I try to think of the challenging people I've encountered in my life and who may not have the best attitudes. And I think about what I would say to them. And maybe that's you and maybe that's not you. Maybe you do have a good attitude. And that's why you found BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And you're looking to enhance that attitude. Well, I'm here to be that enhancement. I'm the whipped cream on your pie. If you already have a good attitude and you see life as sweet as pie, then I'm here to add some whipped cream to that. Boy, I should have eaten breakfast. And I, you know, in this day and age, it's about internet radio. It's about Twitter. My Twitter feed is full of inspiring, uplifting people. And that is what I look at all day long. And it enlarges my mind. It stretches my mind. And it fills my heart. And that's how I choose to spend my day. And I came across a great line the other day. Shrink your problems by enlarging your perspective. Because, you know, we all get caught up in our own stuff and we think, oh, it's so horrible, it's so tragic, and this person did this. And then when you think you're just a speck in the universe, not that you're not important, not that whatever is important to you isn't important, but in the grand scheme of things, if you enlarge your perspective back out from your state, back out from your country, back out onto the planet, into the universe, which is full of stars and miracles and planets, when you look at life from that perspective, those little things that you get all caught up in that ruined your day are very teeny tiny in the grand scheme of things. So think large. Think big. Enlarge your perspective. I was recently sharing with a group I get to speak with every week. No, it's not my therapy group. It's actually, I'll tell you, it's a church group, but it's a mind-bending, opening, heart-opening group of great people, and we just talk and we share. And I was sharing with people that I don't want to live life on ground level anymore. I don't want to be in the daily drama and drudgery. And you know, that was a revelation to me. I just want to be like 6 inches off the ground. And it's not like I'm above anybody or looking down on anyone. I just don't want to live down there anymore in the rat race and in the meanness, and people can be mean and the challenging. I want to live up a little bit, maybe keep going up towards the clouds and above it. And someone said, oh, you're talking about transcendence. And I think I've kind of heard the word, but of course I wanted to look it up and be the good student that I am. And transcendent means going beyond the limits of ordinary experience, far better or greater than what is usual. Oh my gosh, that's exactly it. And this came from a person who's in the traditional world of religion. And he knew what I was talking about. And we made that connection. And it just made my heart feel so good. And I want to help you make a connection. So let's all be transcendent. Let's go beyond the limits of ordinary. Let's feel far better or greater than what is usual. To go on, the full definition of transcendent is exceeding usual limits, surpassing, extending or lying beyond the limits of ordinary experience, beyond comprehension. The universal, transcending the universe or material existence. How exciting is that? How cool is that? Pretty much describes exactly how I want to live my life and what message I want you to hear from me. I want us all to be transcendent. I want us to get above the daily drama. And it's not a spooky thing. You know, I put some things on Facebook, and I have a lot of different friends from a lot of different walks of life, and they oh, when are you going to see the Maharishi in India? And or whatever, you can send me there. I'd be happy to do that. But people are threatened. I have talked to another friend this week. She said, people are threatened when you talk about love. Now, love is the most important thing in life. And why would people be threatened or uncomfortable to talk about it? So I want to make love mainstream. Where's my pen? I got to write that down. Why should we be afraid to talk about love? It's the most important thing in the world. It's the most important thing in your life, and it's what we all need. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And, you know, I talked about that in my class last night. We hear those songs and we see those plaques at Target, and they don't mean anything to you unless you can really connect with them, unless you get yourself into that space of being transcendent. And it's not a big word, and it doesn't have to be intimidating or off-putting or new age, as some people like to. This is the new age. The new age is now, and you need to get on board. I'm writing these down because I'm writing a book. New age is now, and love should be mainstream. And you need to get on board with that. And I know we're all busy. We all have kids and jobs and expectations and cleaning to do and classes to attend and books to read. And I know life has a lot of obligations and expectations. But really, you're choosing those. You're choosing to create your life like that. People like to be, oh, I'm so busy. They like to be busy because it makes them feel important. And, you know, yeah, I'm busy. We're all busy. But, you know, I try to make time for introspection and to become transcendent and to share love. And I want you to feel love. Maybe every day I grow and I learn more about myself. And maybe I want to share so much love because I didn't feel so much love growing up. But I'm full of love. Full of something, right? Well, I think I'm full of love. And that's my gift to you. I want to share it to you. Unlimited love. So I think we're all miracles made from star stuff. The elements in our bodies are processed in massive stars that exploded millions of years ago. Scientists will tell you that is a proven fact. Obviously, we're made of blood and guts and organs and lots of other stuff. And then the human body is so complicated. And if you even have 10 minutes to look into it, you will realize how complicated it is and what a miracle it is that we wake up every day and we're doing well. I had an interesting experience yesterday. In my own personal life, I had something really fantastic happen. And just as I was getting that news, I'm standing in a store with a sales clerk who starts describing her horrific health situation, her life-threatening health situation that she's been dealing with. And I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I'm on my phone and I'm looking at this amazing information and I'm standing face to face with this woman who doesn't know what tomorrow will bring. I mean, none of us really do, but she's faced some serious health obstacles. And I thought, this is happening for a reason. Why is this happening for a reason? Why am I getting this glorious news and I'm so excited and so happy about? Yet I'm standing face to face with this woman who's talking about her cancer and her treatments and how it returned and how, you know, who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And I didn't need the perspective because I feel like I'm a pretty humble person. I feel like I don't take anything for granted and I'm full of gratitude. I walk around all day long and I'm so thankful for the many blessings in my life. And lately I've been manifesting some really cool stuff. And you have to think I'm kind of confused on the, not confused, but still struggle with the law of attraction, especially when it comes to money, because you're not supposed to say, I don't have money. You're supposed to say, I have money. And that attracts more money. And I'm working on that one. But a lot of other things in my life that I wanted to attract, I have, just by being the person I want to attract and putting the energy out there that I want to have in my life. It's like a magnet, and it's special. I mean, it's, I don't want to say magical. It's the law of the universe. And in my group last night, people were saying all these thoughts are in the Bible. So maybe that'll be my next challenge, to find the Bible-based inspiration that people consider new age today and is really old school thinking. But I try to not talk about religion because I think religion is so personal and so subjective. Everything's subjective, really. But I think it's so personal that I don't want to mix it in there. I want you to have your own religious journey. And I'll leave that to the religious scholars. I want to just talk about life and perspective and attitude. So there I am standing there looking at my phone, because that's where we get our emails and text messages and Twitter and Facebook information, and I'm getting this glorious life-changing news. Yet I'm standing face-to-face with this woman who's telling me this struggle she's been through. And she was pretty strong about it. I mean, she was a good example of someone who's literally fighting for her life. And but it kind of reminded me of my sister who lost her battle of breast cancer at the age of 51. And I think that has helped me see life the way I see life now. So I don't know why it was happening simultaneously at the same time. And if you have any insights, 646-378-0378. Maybe I can learn from you today, because I don't have all the answers. You know, we're all on this journey walking the planet together, just trying to figure it all out and keep our heads above water and be happy. But that was a weird moment for me. So, you know, stuff like that happens, and I was actually kind of shaken up by it. But, you know, everybody is dealing with something. I've dealt with all sorts of health challenges and history in my family and with loved ones and friends, and it has taught me that, you know, every moment is precious. And don't ruin my moments. And I like to say I live my life from the end backwards. We're all going to have the same end, and I'm not being Debbie Downer, but it is true. No one has defied that yet, except perhaps Jesus, if that's what you're thinking, or how you look at things. It's your choice. And we're all having the same ending. So I don't want to waste a moment. I want to look for joy. I want to be happy. Why wouldn't you want to be happy? You deserve to be happy. You are a miracle. Your body and your mind and your spirit are a miracle. Everything works together, the fact that it functions. So don't forget that. That's what I feel like I'm here to remind you. In case you don't think of it or look at life that way. I do look at life that way. And it shouldn't be threatening to you. It shouldn't be offending you. People are offended when I talk about life and choices and attitude and perspective. And it shouldn't threaten you. It should enlighten you. That's my hope. That's my goal. And maybe because we're all together in this venue, we see things a little differently. But it's still my goal to share that with people who don't look at life this way. I had the privilege of traveling last week with my family. As I said, I'm in Michigan, and I got to go out west. I wanted to have a moment with my kids to fulfill my parenting bucket list. And I told that to some. They said, oh, you have a bucket list? And I'm like, yeah, why? Well, not officially, but it's a term. And I wanted to take my kids to see the Grand Canyon. So we did that. And how lucky am I? How blessed am I that I got to do that? And it was awe-inspiring, and I don't know what I felt looking at the Grand Canyon, but it was standing on the edge of time was one of the ways it was described, because it's so old, and the way it was created, and at the acts of nature, and whether you think it's nature or whomever, it's a pretty cool thing to see. So I did that, and then for some reason, I've of course heard of Sedona, Arizona, but never really thought about it. My parents lived in Tucson, and I visited them many years ago. And you know, Arizona's nice, warm, and mountains, and dry air, and cactuses. But I had never really heard that much about Sedona. But while I'm planning this trip to the Grand Canyon, Sedona is calling me. Huh. And then I find out that it is this area of inspirational thinking, and people feel vortexes, and these are energy cycles. You go and you climb rocks and mountains to go find them, and you're supposed to feel the vortex, and it's supposed to change you. So of course I was all into that. I wanted to feel the vortex, and I wanted to feel that inspiration that we all so need and require, that I could feel it and I could share it with you. And I don't know if you've ever been to Sedona or if you're familiar with it. Please share with me your experience, either live to 646-378-0378, or you can always email me at lisaloveberry@gmail.com. I could be on the Sedona Board of Tourism now, because let me try to describe this. So we're leaving Las Vegas, and as soon as you leave Las Vegas in a car, you start encountering mountains and more mountains, and it's fills your heart with joy of the beauty of nature. And then we drove, and there was a snow-capped mountain off in the distance, and I was calling me. It was How cool is that? Who gets to, unless you're listening on the West Coast, you get to see mountains. Don't take that for granted. Michigan's pretty flat. And northern Michigan, believe me, is beautiful. And there is plenty of beauty to be found in Michigan. But mountains, and I wanted to take my kids to see the mountains. And we drove, and as we approached Sedona, as we got closer and closer, we had no idea what we were in for. And as we got closer, you start seeing these red rock formations. And we had got out of the car. A lot of it is park, well, national parkland, and you have to get a pass and pay to visit it. But we found a spot that you didn't have to pay. So we got out of the car, and the kids are climbing the rocks. And they're not little kids, but they're climbing the rocks. And we're taking pictures and found a heart-shaped cactus. Of course I did, because I can find heart shapes in pretty much everything. Because that's what I'm looking for. And we're just overwhelmed by the beauty. And that was nothing. We weren't even in Sedona yet. We get into Sedona. And if you ever have the privilege of going there, or if you're looking to make a trip that inspires you, Sedona, Arizona, is there a place. And I'm even going to go further to tell you, we spent one night at a place called Enchantment Resort. Unbelievable. Top of the line. Off the charts. Beautiful place. And to get there, you drive through these mountains, and you come down these roads, and it's just glorious. It's like a fireworks display, but it's red rocks, and it's right before your eyes, and you're driving in the middle of it. And it's amazing, and it's inspiring, and it's so beautiful. So if you ever have a chance to go to Sedona, Arizona, I highly recommend it. Email me, lisaloveberry@gmail.com, and I'll tell you more. I don't want to bore you with the experience, but I do want to tell you a couple of things. Because so they have these vortexes. So I climbed a mountain to feel the vortex, and guess what? I didn't feel anything. And there's these spots, there's maps. It's mapped out where they see the trees are swirling because there's these energy things going on there. And climb in there and go in and feel the vortex. And I'll be honest, and I'm wide open to stuff like that. I didn't really feel anything, but I woke up the next morning, and we heard this resort is so amazing. The rocks are right outside your window. I put a pillow on the floor, and I laid down, and I just stared at the rocks. And I was so inspired, and I wrote a couple of words. I read about the vortex. I said, I made the climb and kept on going, only to realize when I got there, the choice was mine to feel whatever I wanted or needed to feel. So I didn't feel the physical spirit of a vortex, but I certainly feel inspired by the experience. I made the climb. I kept on going, only to realize when I got there, this is a mapped out spot where they said you're going to feel it. The choice was mine to feel whatever I wanted or needed to feel. And I think that is so true in all walks of life. So whether I felt the spin of a vortex energy in Sedona, Arizona, it didn't matter. It was still my choice to feel whatever I want to feel. And it's your choice to feel whatever you want to feel. And I know life is challenging. I know stuff happens. Believe me, I don't even want to talk about all the stuff that I've been. You don't want to hear about it, because we all have our own stuff. But I'm still here today, standing tall, looking up, moving forward, trying to make the best of every moment. And so then I'm looking at these red rock formations. And I know women, I don't know if men take it as hard as women do, but we live in a very ageist society. The younger you are, the skinnier you are, the quicker you lost your baby weight, the more revered you are. And it's all about who wore what and who showed the most cleavage, and that those people get the most mainstream attention. I know there are plenty of sources in areas where that's not mainstream. But being a woman in our society, and a woman who's getting older, we don't cherish the wisdom in America that comes from that. But I'm standing there looking at these red rock mountains, and I'm thinking, you know what? We are like the red rock mountains, standing tall in the sky, weathered and changed by their surroundings, but still beautiful and worthy of being around. And I thought that was so cool. I'm a red rock mountain, and you're a red rock mountain, whether you're young or old. And if you're young, embrace it, because society is all about you right now. And it's just so ironic how it works out. When you're younger, you don't necessarily have the wisdom or the insight or the experience to know what's really important. And maybe you do, and good for you if you do, because a lot of people go through things when they're younger and they do have that wisdom. But that's what I'm here to share with you. So now I'm laying on the floor in a pillow in Sedona, Arizona, staring up at this humongous, amazing red rock formation surrounding me. And I look up at the top and I see this tree alone at the top of a mountain. And it wasn't the best weather that morning. A dark cloud kind of rolls over and above the tree. and then moves on past. And the tree still stands there. And then I was inspired to write this. A tree stands alone on a mountaintop. A dark cloud rolls over and above. It does not bend in the storm, but is fed by the rain and grows even stronger. Am I boring you with my poetry and my thoughts? I don't know. I'm sorry if I am, but to me there was so, I'm a tree on a mountaintop. You're a tree on a mountaintop. We are all here on the planet Earth. Planet Earth is our mountaintop. And dark clouds roll over above us all the time. But don't bend in the storm. Be fed by the rain. And I hear that message a lot lately, that the difficulties that you go through only make you a better person. They make you stronger. I'm fed by the rain. The cloud moves away, and there I am. I'm actually nourished by something some people might think is negative, a dark cloud and a rain. Some people like dark clouds and rain, but for the most part, I'll take some sunshine and dry conditions. But I'm watching this tree alone on a mountaintop, like us on planet Earth. A dark cloud rolls overhead, and then it moves on. The storm passes, and the tree is actually fed by the rain. It's nourished by that. And it grows stronger. And we can all do that. We can all feel that way. It's our choice. And, you know, it's your choice how to look at things. And as I said, I hope I'm not boring you with my poetry and my inspiration. But that's what the name of the show is. And that's what I'm here for. It's today's inspiration. And I want to hopefully change your perspective. We're all trees on the mountaintop, standing here weathering the storm and trying to grow bigger and better because of it. We are meant to live fully. We are meant to love wastefully. We are meant to make the best of our gifts that we can. So that takes some time. It takes some self-awareness and introspection. But it's worth it to take the time to know who you are. And it's worth it to know what your gifts are and why you're here, and then to make the most of every moment and to be part of goodness. I know there is evil in the world, and it breaks your heart to be exposed to it. But let's do what we can to be a part of what's good in the world. I was talking to a friend who's a longtime teacher. She's a great teacher. She deals with little kids, molding their minds and their futures every day. And she said she realized that a classroom full of kids are a reflection of her mood and her attitude. She said, if she's in a good mood and putting out good energy, then the kids are in a good mood and behaving better. And I thought, well, bless you for coming to that. I thought that is so enlightening, because that happens everywhere, not just in front of a classroom full of students, but with your friends, with your partners. You hear a lot about the law of attraction. You get out, you get back what you put out. The energy you emit is what you attract back. So it's, in my opinion, a waste of time to sit around and blame everyone else for your problems. The cleanup begins at home. The cleanup begins in your own heart, in your own head. And what you put out there is reflected back at you most of the time. Sometimes I feel like I put stuff out there and people are just not capable or interested of transcending, as we talked about earlier. But then it's up to you, if you're cleaning the basement, to surround yourself with the people who are. So that's something that I'm working on right now. It's up to you how to choose what to feel. It's up to you what to say. It's really all about how you choose to look at life. So it is a choice, and I hope you make a choice to be happy. I saw someone talking the other day about compassion, because I don't think life is about me. I don't live my life for myself. I try every day, what can I do for someone else? I try to fill myself with gratitude and think of others. And she said, compassion is the glue that holds society together. I thought, bravo, well put. Because I'm a pretty sensitive, compassionate, overly empathetic person, but that's just who I am, and I want to use those gifts for better, and I want to use those gifts to improve your life and do what I can to help you. So if I can help you, if you've connected with anything that I've said today, please, I would love to hear from you. Lisa Love Barry, BARRY at gmail.com. I speak to public groups, to businesses, to organizations. Positive psychology is a growing field, and I'm not a psychologist, but I am positive. But it's all about empowering people to feel good about who they are and what they do and what they can bring to a business. So I like to speak to businesses so their workers will be happy and feel appreciated, and the bosses will feel happy and appreciated. And if everybody's happy, that improves your bottom line. And if you improve your bottom line, your business is a success and your workers feel successful and everybody's happy. And isn't that what we really want? Why would you want anything else? So I appreciate you listening. I have much, much gratitude for that. And I would love to hear from you. I'd love to speak to your group or organization, Lisa Love Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you're feeling great. And I look forward to connecting with you soon.